Thank you for calling customer support. My name's Mercedes. How may I help you?
Hello, Mercedes. My name is William Smith, and I'm calling in reference to a charge on my Citi card for $67.32. Now, to my recollections, I didn't charge any $67.32 from you guys. Maybe you can find out for me.
Yes, sir. May I please have the zip code to pull up your name to see what's going on?
Yes, ma'am. That's 50315.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the information. And the first and last name, please.
First name is William, the last name is Smith.
Yes, sir. And thank you for the information. And just to verify, I do have the right person up. Could you please verify your address for me?
Yeah, it is P.O. Box 35982, Des Moines, Iowa. 50315 or 1020 Meadow Lane, Unit 11, Des Moines, Iowa. 50315.
Okay, yes, sir. That one was it. I see that this start is on April 26th with a survey that said that you want a free gift, and an IQ 200 pulse oximeter was chosen. Do you remember doing a survey for a pulse oximeter?
Well, I remember ordering one, but I went through the full gamut there, and when it asked me if I wanted to be a member or this other stuff, I said no.
Yes, sir. And what had happened was at the bottom of the page were some terms and conditions, and it said that you with receiving a free gift, it came along with a subscription of a factory direct savings store, and that's an online gadget store that you can go into to purchase different gadgets. And it also comes along with a $125 gift card. But due to those terms and the conditions, yes, sir, it came on with that subscription of that Factory Direct Savings Store.
Well, I do believe that I turned that down. But could you reverse my credit card and give me back my $67.32, please?
I'll get the account canceled for you to prevent any future charges. But I do apologize.
Okay.
Due to those terms and the conditions, I'm not able to process a full refund, but I can get you 50% back of that charge.
No, I mean, I can't go for that. I mean, I got to have my full money back, or else you can cancel out this this thing, but I will go through my my bank. I've already called them already, like, notified them about this problem. So I didn't authorize that, and I'm not going to pay for something I didn't authorize. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to pay 50%. I'd rather get my money back for that because I didn't initiate the AOK to do that.
Okay, yes, sir. Is it still pending? Is the charge still pending?
Yes, it is.
Let's see. As long as it stay pending, let me see. But if it does go through, then I'm not able to process a full refund. But if it's still pending, let me see what I can do for you. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. She said that it won't clear until Tuesday, she said.
Okay. Yes, sir. So it was still pending. So that is good. The $67.32 will go back into your account no later than 3 to 5 business days. But as long as it stays in a pending status, it can return within the next 24 to 48 hours. And I also have a confirmation number to confirm you've been canceled and refunded as well.
Okay. Can you send me an email on that so I can have it in documentation form?
You will receive an email to confirm that you've been refunded, but it won't have the confirmation number in it. No, sir.
Okay. You can give it to me right now.
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
259-926-795.
795 and the big five. Okay. Let me repeat that back. C, like in Charlie, 259-926-795.
Yes, sir. That is correct. This account has been canceled and fully refunded of the $67.32. Yes, sir.
Okay, so when will that go back on my account? You have any idea?
no later than 3 to 5 business days, but as long as it stays pending, it can return within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, well, she said that it won't clear, at Citibank until tomorrow sometime or Tuesday morning.
Okay, yes, sir. And if it do go through by tomorrow, then it'll return within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, when you say return to the next 3 or 5 business days, you got me thrown off there a little bit.
The refund can take 3 to 5 business days to return back to the charge card.
Oh, okay. But, you know, like everything's taken care of, right?
Yes, sir. The account is canceled to prevent any future charges.
Okay, and so I'll get that back in 3 to 5 days. And what's the name of your company?
Please. It's the Consumer Gadget Store.
Okay, let me write that down. Consumer Gadget Store. Okay. I got everything down. Okay, and got the confirmation.
Yes, and this account is canceled to prevent any future charges, and the 6732 is going back into the account no later than 3 to 5 business days. Yes, sir.
Okay, that sounds real good. And if there's any problem, I'll go ahead and give you guys a gander. I'm not a gander, but a call.
Okay. Yes,
back. And if there's any problem, but I doubt it. You know, if you've done it correctly, you know, like there ain't gonna be any problems, and you know, I'll get the money back.
Yes, sir. No later than 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Well, listen, I want to thank you very much, and you have a great day. If it's rainy and misty and have an overcast, well, you just make your day happy because you talked to me.
Okay, yes, sir. And thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day as well.
I will. Bye now.
Bye.